Welcome to MellisCast Live. On tonight's episode, we are going to be discussing Captain Marvel, the photos that came out, reactions to them. We're also going to be talking about the cross-platform gaming dispute between Xbox and PlayStation. We're going to talk about Daredevil Season 3 snippets and Witcher Netflix casting things. Yeah. So stick around, join us in the chat room. If you're watching this later, drop a comment in the comments below. And
oh man, it's gonna be a fun one. I can tell.
So bad.
We're so screwed.
Good thing I can edit. Hello to all the geek enthusiasts and nerd aficionados, Mess 5150 with MellisCast Live, Season 2, Episode 34. We're not counting that episode from last week because it was just a takeover. It wasn't MellisCast. So, this is Episode 34 for the All Things Nerd podcast, where we talk about all things in geek, nerd, and pop culture news. You have me back this week because I'm not turning another year older like I was last Friday. And that's me, MS5150. Also joining us on the cast, we have our female persuasion, Super Whovian Freak. Hello.
Hello.
And all that's right. The show, everyone. See you later.
This is going to be a good one. Also on the cast, we got Masonic Vader. How goes it, sir?
It goes well, sir. I've recovered from the mountains. The bug bites are almost gone. And the beard is getting lengthier.
And and then lastly, joining us is Icy Zorro. Hello.
Well, now I want to send my Sonic Vader that Grizzly Adams clip where he's looking at the camera and he's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that gif. Yeah. I use that all the time now. Yeah, absolutely.
Also, I hope you didn't permanently stop aging. That would be weird.
I'd be here forever. It's a podcast for you guys.
You're always going to live on an infamy. Nothing on the internet ever dies. So technically, we're all going to live forever. So
that's encouraging.
If anything on the internet would die, it'd be us. So they find a way to hide us. So we always like to start the cast out with what everybody's been geeking out on. In the chat room right now, we have our producer extraordinaire, Jack Malice, chiming off. Hola, snippet, snip what? No, it was an episode. So he's just going. He's going crazy. This will be the week that we should get him on cast because he's rearing and ready.
Somebody get that dude a nicotine lozenge.
But yeah, we do like to talk about what everybody's been geeking out on for the week, nerding out on, whatever you want to say, however you want to explain it. Me, personally, not really much for the week because I had really bad circumstances that happened on Monday. We're not going to get deep into that. Everything has been just recuperating from that and getting all my stuff back that I can I lost my wallet. My wallet was stolen. So yeah.
I'm glad you said that because it was starting to sound like really bad plumbing problems. Like you had bad on Taco Tuesday. No,
I had to go to the DMV. Had to call all the places. Had to try and get it. Yeah,
sucks.
It's been a pain in the butt. Hence why there has been videos that should be out that aren't out yet because I've been very preoccupied. So tonight I started re-binge watching Luke Cage Season 2 just because Iron Fist is coming out. Figured I'd get some good watching done before potentially be bad watching. But I think this will be good this time around. So
I think it will be better. Definitely better.
Yeah, based off of the trailer and based off of bringing in Typhoid Mary and stuff, I hope it'll be better. Son of Maku joins us in the chat room as well. So
there wasn't much farther down it could go, honestly.
Yeah. There's only up from here. I got my butt kicked in fantasy football yesterday. That's the other thing that was happening. So, Super, what have you been geeking out on?
mostly taking out. You had the bad week too. So my week started off great with a 3-day weekend, and then I decided to be proactive for like the first time in a long time and actually take my car to the shop when it was making a funny noise instead of waiting for it to just die on the side of the road. And then my sister drops off her loaner car for me to use while my car's, and she takes my car to the shop for me. And then I go to leave work with her loaner car, and I go to get in the car, and the battery died. So I'm like, seriously, like, that's the kind of luck I have. I get proactive to go fix my car, and then the car I borrow, the battery dies.
Bite you in the ass every time.
I couldn't even believe it. So, you know, I had to go get that battery. She had to drive back out to my work to get the battery from Costco. And then my work changed my schedule today. They changed my schedule today, and they didn't tell me that they changed my schedule. So I showed up 2 hours late, just like, hello. And then I log in and they're like, yeah, where were you the last 2 hours? And I'm like, cause nobody bothered to tell me that my schedule changed. So thank you all. You know, like,
Nerd rant.
I've been from playing the beginning. A lot of Battle for Azeroth with World of Warcraft, which has been awesome. I love this new series. Screw Legion. Legion can go bite itself in the butt. And then I've been watching a lot of Iron Chef America, like old episodes.
Nice. Because Iron Chef that you're watching, you weren't watching Greatest American or Greatest British Baking Show or whatever since they have new episodes out.
Great British Cake Bake? I don't even know what it's called.
It's a lot of British.
My wife loves that show. Hates it now. Hates it because they changed some of the cast members, and she's like, I don't like the new people. So, yeah, the Great British Bake Off or something like that. I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah, I see. What do you think?
I didn't have any, you know, crime or car trouble, but I spent my weekend binging a couple of shows on Netflix. One, Insatiable, was surprisingly good and weird. It's been getting terrible critical reviews, but the fan response is overwhelmingly positive. It's a really weird show, but you should check it out. It's interesting. And then I watched season 2 of Ozark, which, you know, nice dark drama starring Jason Bateman, which is interesting.
Yeah, all you got to say is Jason Bateman. I didn't watch the first season, but I wanted to. So
it's a good show.
That's what I heard. My mother-in-law was excited for season 2. She's like, "Oh, Ozark's back on tonight!" You know, she's always super excited. So,
wow,
that says something. Masonic Vader, what have you been geeking out on?
I've been geeking out on the fact that I have a shower and a toilet again. How about that? Camping's great.
Everybody had personal problems except ISIS.
No, I have no personal problems. You know, camping's a great time. It reminds you of how fortunate we are. And then probably like that comment I made back during Comic-Con about how I'm sure homeless people want to kick the crap out of us, especially when we go camping. It was a good time, and I'm going to Iron Fist it this weekend. As far as watching that, that was going to go in a different direction, so I needed to change that quickly. I see Zorro, like, his head starting to turn red and blow up like he was going to move that. Jack is probably going to get a comment here in about 5 minutes or less. And I'm going to try to get Spider-Man, man. And as Son of Maku has put on the chat room a couple times, I'm going to maybe try to get that this weekend and see what happens there. And I'm out because I want to hear about your credit card experience. Moving on.
Yeah, I've heard the Spider-Man game is fantastic. So I just hate buying games for full price when they end up coming up later. Like, seriously, oh, yeah,
I'll get it in a week for,
well,
you know,
Destiny 2. I played the full storyline and then didn't get back to it, and it just got released on PlayStation Plus for free, and I'm just like, ah,
damn it.
So
we'll thank Igor for that one.
Well, no, I love the Destiny franchise. I always hate buying a game because I just don't have time to play all the games when I get them. And then by the time I get to them, they're already releasing them for super discounted or something like that. Yeah. So, and he says, do or do not, there's no try. Go get it now for the Spider-Man games, is what Son of Maku says. So, yeah, let's get into what we're here for. We're here to talk about the nerd news, the geek news, the pop culture news of what's been going on. Wasn't a lot going on out there, but I think we found a few gems going on. First and foremost, we got our first look at some stuff from Captain Marvel that was official from Entertainment Weekly. And yeah, that's what I wanted to get was guys, your reactions on some of these photos. So let me go bounce through here.
I've been big fan of Brie Larson ever since she was on United State of Terror back in the day. And that girl's talented. She looks like, I mean, obviously the costume was made specifically to fit her, but she looks like she was born for that thing.
I'm like that right there off the bat. What's really interesting and what I like and what they're doing with this is how they're interacting or getting characters back in from other movies. So like you could see in that picture there, well, I'm talking, so hold on a sec.
It's fine. Go.
But you could see you've got a couple of the characters from prior, Guardians of the Galaxy. I can't think of his name, but you can see him right there in center. It's nice that they're going back and bringing those characters back, because I actually did enjoy both of them, and seeing the snippet of Samuel L. Jackson supposed to be back in the 90s as Nick Fury. Looks pretty solid.
It looks like Sam Jackson from that looks like Goodfellas era. Like, he looks weirdly young.
Two eyes, and they said maybe we'll find out how he gets loses his one eye in this one. It doesn't look like a CGI de-aging either, though. So it, I think I just
the article said it was.
Oh, it was? Oh,
okay. Yeah, it's totally CGI de-aging, but they've done such a great job with it.
They did a really good job, because I've seen some that are just like, whoa, just why did you should have just not done that, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm excited. I thought the pictures looked awesome. I'm so excited to see Jude Law back. I know you guys may not be big Jude Law's fan. I'm not sure, honestly, to be. But
I
love that he's like kind of getting back in the limelight with the new Grindelwald coming out and this. And so it's time for him to come out of whatever, you know, he's been doing for the past, I don't know, 8 years. When was Sky Captain? The last thing he
did, Elfie?
Alfie, was it Alfie or Sky Captain?
I don't know. He's probably Sky Captain. Yeah,
a couple things since then. So,
all right.
So
very low profile, though.
Yeah.
Well, he's. I think it's. This is a big resurgence year for him with these films coming. So, but that's a big topic that's happening as well. Is like, who is he in this film? Because they haven't said.
Exactly. They did in the article. Actually.
Well, the article gives.
He's the leader of the task force that she's on, and like her mentor, essentially.
That's all it says. Doesn't say who the character is. So there is theories, of course, out there, of who his character is, and the main theory that's out there is that he is the original Captain Marvel, the one before
she got
her powers. Yeah. So, I mean, I hate when people figure out the theories and then it goes that way, because then it's like people figured it out way too quickly. But could you really see him doing anything else with him? I mean, that's probably.
That doesn't really seem like a spoiler to me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, well, it's just background information.
Yeah, he's obviously just going to be a one movie character. That's going to be the situation, because this is obviously prequel. It's 90s, as they said. It'll lead us back up to obviously the next Avengers.
Well, I mean, and she looks fantastic in the suit.
She does.
This is what I'm saying.
So and it's funny how people were pissed when they first saw her in the green suit, and they're like, that's not the Captain Marvel suit. And you clearly see that the green suit is probably towards the beginning. Because here she is in the green suit with the whole group of people.
She's part of Space Force.
It looks good, though. Like, it doesn't look bad. You got Digimon
Hansu there, too, again. So calling back to somebody else from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, go back to the picture of Nick Fury, of Samuel L.
There.
Because my theory here is, that little scar thing above his eyebrow? It's just going to get an infection. That's how he loses the eye.
Is that what you think?
Just on the shave his eyebrows with a razor one morning, cut himself too much, and then it got septic and took the eye.
And next thing you know, he's like, "Y'all don't need no hair anymore, man. I'm cutting my hair."
Well, after that razor incident left him losing an eye, he decided to just get laser surgery on the whole thing. No more hair anymore.
Yeah, and then we've already got memes going about the scrolls. They're comparing them to Dragon Ball live action in terms of look.
God, I thought they looked like more like Star Trek.
Yeah, exactly. They look like green Cardassians.
I don't know. I think it kind of looks like it looks like Piccolo and Spock had a baby.
Well, I think that's what the comparison is on the memes is to nice. The live action Dragon Ball that was absolutely terrible with what Piccolo looked like. And we of course know it's Marvel Cinematic Universe, so nothing can be as bad as the Dragon Ball films. Ben, I can't remember his last name, but he's getting a lot of play as bad guy. You got him here. They said that he's actually
Mendelsohn.
Mendelsohn, that's what it is. That he is a member of S.H.I.E.L.D. in his human disguise. So that was something that we got from that as well. Yeah,
that's Director Krennic. Don't be giving me that crap. He's getting the plans for the Death Star and taking it back. Come on.
Exactly.
Damn it.
I don't know. I like the way Jude's looking in that picture. The very intent, focused.
Yeah, and I love that it's direction going on in this picture. But how great would it be if it was just like this is the '90s? That girl is clearly dressed '90s style.
Yeah. Please teach me the ways of the Force.
Well, because if you look at the accuser, the look on his face, like who is this? Now,
it looks like she's really energetically telling them about the latest episode of my so-called life.
Seriously, or Sex in the City.
When you look at the accuser up close, he kind of looks like Deadpool without his mask on and stuff. Like, get a zoom in on that, man. That's crazy. It's like Ryan Reynolds jumping in on that.
Well, no, this is an actor that's been around for quite a while.
But that's the same guy that was in Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one, right? Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
He doesn't have the black around his eyes, but.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten that cool yet.
And then they said, this is your 90s throwback. Nine Inch Nails is the shirt that she's got on. So
if they wanted it to be really 90s, she should have a flannel wrapped around the waist of those jeans.
She should. Yeah. That's a killer jacket. No, I love that jacket.
Yeah, so I still say again, if we're not getting a '90s soundtrack, then they've dropped the ball on that.
She borrowed that from Jessica Jones.
Needs to be grunge, yeah.
Yeah, then where she starts out as her friend.
That's a good picture.
In our cover, so
grunge with just a little bit of boy band and Britney.
So, how does this seeing these photos? How do they make you feel post Avengers and Ant-Man and stuff like that? Are you just can't wait for this to come out, or
I think it's a really good idea to do this one next. It takes us out of that main storyline, but still keeps us engaged with the Marvel universe as a whole. We know that Captain Marvel is going to be coming at some point due to the post credit scene from the last Avengers movie. And I think that just from the pictures that I've seen, it's going to have a bit of a different feel than the last few. So I'm all on board right now.
Yeah, I'm also the same, only because of the fact that. That Marvel, they're strategically lining themselves up to ditch phase one, to kind of move past Captain America, Iron Man. So they're bringing in these other strategic characters that can push them onto the second level, phase two, whatever you want to call it. And I was nervous at first at who they casted. But after seeing the pictures and seeing everything they're doing, it looks like they're doing it's spot on. It's Marvel. So I'm excited to see.
Came along with this, and I didn't drop this with you guys, but Feige said this is pretty much the kickoff to more female-led centric films for Marvel. So
well, that would be good because there's some great female characters.
Just not with Kamala Khan or Squirrel Girl.
Well, Squirrel Girl, we already know is going to be over on was it Free the other streaming programs, because she's going to be part of the West Coast Avengers show that they're making. So, and Squirrel Girl is a fantastic character. So shut your mouth.
Squirrel Girl's a badass. She's beat up most of the super bad guys.
Yeah. Kamala Khan, you almost got to expect she's going to get her own film at some point. Just for the dynamics of that character, being able to have the first Indian American superhero. She's you got to figure that film will come for sure. So
lots of too many good characters to pick. They got a lot of material to work with.
Yeah, no, and now they've got everything. They've got everything in the pocket. I'm excited with the photos. I think they did a really good job with what they gave us to get excited about it. So, Sunamaku still says better than Captain Marvel screeners is swinging around New York as Spider-Man. So, he's all in on Spider-Man over.
How is he even like listening or watching us? I thought he'd be just knee deep in Spider-Man.
Yeah, at least he's playing on the correct system.
Well, we'll find that out. So let's talk about that. Let's move into the next topic of discussion.
Great segue.
We're on Twitch. We're on a gaming platform for the most part that we do these live casts. And gaming, as always, is a big core factor of geek and nerdery and all that stuff. So definitely make sure that if you're in the San Diego area that you check out Gaming on Grand. They're a fantastic gaming shop for your Warhammer 40K, all the different type of tabletop stuff to do as well. But definitely check those guys out. Jack Malice absolutely loves going there and spends a lot of time there for his tournaments and things like that. In fact, I think he's going to be hanging out with a lot of the guys from there over at Battle Mage in San Diego as well. So lots of great places in San Diego to get your geekery on. So
yeah, we'll be signing autographs all weekend, guys.
They'll be worth nothing, but we'll be signing them. So with that little plug in there, there's a big debate going on right now. Basically what sparked it was Sony, the head of Sony came out and said that they're not going to do cross-platform gaming with the PlayStation 4 system because, in his opinion, the PlayStation 4 is the best system platform, period, to play video games on, and there's no reason to cross-platform, to which Xbox came out responding to him, the head of Xbox, saying that they're wrong and they're not listening to the gamers. And that's why Xbox does cross-platforming, because you have a broader reach to more gamers to play amongst each other, whether it's on PC or on the Xbox. So it's causing a bit of a major debate out there. And I just wanted to kind of get your guys' opinions on it. Who do you think that Sony should go cross-platform so that you can?
They kind of already are. That's even pointed out in that article. They do cross-platform between Sony, the PlayStation and PC stuff. In some cases, I'm trying to look them up right now.
Well, they did it with Dust. They did it with Dust because I remember playing Dust 514, and then you could mix in with the Dust characters on PC.
Yeah, you got a few games they've crossed. As only owning a PC, I say everyone should do cross platform because I would like to play with people, but unfortunately, I just don't have. I don't have another console, and it's not something that's really been fitting in my budget lately to go out and buy one. So a game or two I could afford, but you know.
Well, and here's the thing that gets me. I get cross-platforming, but I've been playing freaking video games since Atari, and you have never had a single system cross-platform with another system. Like when it comes like that up into recent time. And to me, it almost sounds like Xbox, they keep pumping out their new systems. I mean, they've pumped out, what, two or three in the last 5 or 6 years. And PlayStation's only done PS3 and PS4.
Yeah.
So to me, it sounds like
almost a decade.
Yeah. It seems like to me, Xbox wants this cross-platforming to try to kind of catch up or at least to interact with PlayStation. PlayStation's like, nah, dude, we're good. We got our loyal followers. We got our people that will buy our stuff. Our systems we don't come up with brand new systems every 3 or 4 years because our systems hang with do exactly what they need to do. So nah, we're good, guys. Enjoy yourself over there. That's what it seems like it's for me.
One of the things in the article was the PlayStation people pointed out that they've been outselling the hell out of Xbox for a long time now. So at this point, it's like the third grader challenging the high schooler to a fight and being like, oh, you don't want to do it? What, are you scared? Like, no, I just don't need to. This isn't something to do. I wouldn't mind playing cross platform with people, but I'm definitely sticking with my PlayStation 4 no matter what the outcome is.
I would like them just to mix with the PC. If you don't want to mix with Xbox, that's fine. But if you mix with the PC, that would make me happy. I mean, eventually, I'm sure I will upgrade and get a console, especially because I would like to get a new Blu-ray player. And I know you can watch Blu-ray on the PS4. So it's, you know, a double utilization. Like
Yoshida brought up that on cross-platform, our way of thinking is always that PlayStation is the best place to play. Fortnite, I believe, partnered with PlayStation 4 is the best experience for users. That's our belief. It's not cross-platform, though. You can't play with Fortnite players. And I don't play Fortnite, but it's a huge game now that it does create a more diverse thing if you're able to play with other people that are on other platforms on that game. But they're locking just their PlayStation players into that world versus Xbox. You have, and I don't have an Xbox. I'm clearly a PlayStation person, but Xbox is partnered with PC as well. So you're getting PC gamers and Xbox gamers playing with each other.
But understand who makes Xbox? Microsoft. Yeah. So no, they have no problem jumping with PC guys because they are
also
PC.
Merged with Nintendo. Nintendo as well.
And so that goes back to, really quick. That goes back to what I was saying originally. It starts off with Atari, goes off on these other systems. Nintendo takes over for a good decade. And then PlayStation comes in. Xbox comes in after that. And who ends up surviving the entire series is PlayStation. So, of course, Xbox and Nintendo want to link up because they were the ones that were beat down by PlayStation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since we had a bit of silence there on the Twitch side, he said that it's them wanting to take down all problems with cinema problems. Yeah.
He essentially said Sarah was right in a nutshell, or Super was right in a nutshell.
Yeah, and that they
kinda wish that had gotten recorded.
Yeah.
That's why it was.
Not about gaming, anyways. No. Yeah. Not when it comes to gaming consoles.
He's muted all this, so you will never hear him actually say Super is right, because it's never been said. So,
technical glitch. Yeah, right.
Yeah, but what it was is that they're just trying to break down the monopoly that Sony has. So if they make it so it's cross-platform amongst them, then they won't have that strength of monopoly.
And this is something that I was thinking about as I was reading the article. If they're breaking down and make everything cross-platform, then what's the difference?
Exactly. I don't think everything should be. You're just picking
the hardware you like best at that point.
Yeah, I don't think everything should be, but I do agree on what Xbox is saying, that every online MMO multiplayer game, what does it hurt? Everybody's got it anyways. Put them all in the same worlds. It lets you play with your – it creates a bigger gaming community, because how many times have you gone – oh, you got that game? I got that game. What do you play on? And then they're like, they tell you the other console, and you're like, oh, well, we can't play together.
Oh, no, we can't be friends, man. Yeah, it's a bummer. Yeah.
That goes back to what I was saying, man. They and Jack, in a sense, confirmed that they are the big dog. They are the ones that do everything. And this is just their way of trying to get their piece of the pie. And I'm sorry, they had their chance, because Nintendo had it for a decade and they just fell apart. Xbox actually did take it from PlayStation. So PlayStation had the original and Xbox came out with their stuff. There was a point where Xbox was better than PlayStation, if you want to call it, as far as with the gamers, and then they lost it. PlayStation is smart to where they just build their platforms, they build them better every single time, and it shows, because they don't release a new platform, like I've mentioned, every 2 to 3 years. It's every 10 to 12 years. So I get it. I mean, I hate to say it because I'm probably biased because I am a PlayStation guy, but at the same time, dude, why give up what you've earned? You've earned it. They've earned that spot. Why do they have to give up their things? Join PlayStation.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's, I wouldn't say that Netflix dropped the ball. I mean, Son of Maku will definitely say Netflix, or not Nintendo, will definitely say Nintendo never dropped the ball. PS releases when they are ready to dominate.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, they do. even I know that, and I don't have one.
Yeah. Well, if you look at the time difference between when PS3 came out and when PS4 came out, I think it was about 12 years. You know, they'd been developing the PS4 for like 4 or 5 years at that point, and yep. they had stuff ready to go. When it came out, it was just so much better than everything else, and they had yeah. content ready for it. Exactly what Jack is saying. PlayStation releases when they're ready to dominate.
They learned that from PS2, because when PS2 came out, they did not have content ready. And
I remember that. That's why they dropped off for a while.
Yeah. So I think that's something they learned.
That was the Xbox years, in a sense.
That's when Xbox came out and had actually some strong games. Yeah.
Yeah, because at the time it was like N64, Sega Genesis had just recently died, and PlayStation 1, and that was pretty much it.
Well, Sega had been dead for a while. They tried to do Saturn, and then Saturn didn't make it.
I don't even remember Saturn.
Sega Saturn. Very, very small comment relating to something that Super said like 5 minutes ago. I think the PlayStation 4 is the only thing in my house that has a physical disc drive at this point.
Jack, the years that the Malice household was an Xbox house. And I agree. Because PlayStation 2 just... For me, because it didn't have a lot of games at first, it was just a DVD. It was a Blu-ray player. It was a Blu-ray player. That's all it was.
Yeah, I think I actually had a PS2 for a while. I think the only game that I had for it, my ex at the time, he thought I was a big Dance Dance Revolution fan. And I'm like, we've been dating for like 7 years. When have you ever seen me play this game, right?
He was.
Well, I had one game for sure for PS2. And it was the Summoner, not because it was a great game, but because they took the old D&D skit of the I shoot at the darkness, and do you have Mountain Dew?
Galstaff, you have entered the door to the north. You are now by yourself, standing in a dark room. The pungent stench of mildew emanates from the wet dungeon walls.
Where are the Cheetos?
They're right next to you.
I cast a spell.
Where's the Mountain Dew?
In the fridge, duh.
I want to cast a spell.
Can I have a Mountain Dew?
Yes, you can have a Mountain Dew. Just go get it.
I can cast any of these, right? On the list?
Yes, any of the first level ones.
I'm going to get a soda. Anyone want one? Hey, Graham, I'm not in the room, right?
What room?
I want to cast Magic Missile.
The room where he's casting all these spells from.
He hasn't cast anything yet.
I am, though, if you'd listen. I'm casting Magic Missile.
Why are you casting Magic Missile? There's nothing to attack here.
I'm attacking the darkness.
They took that and they took all the characters from the game and had them play out that old D&D skit. And that was worth it alone.
You guys missed out on some games, man. Tony Hawk.
Oh, I had Tony Hawk, too.
Yeah, there was like three of them that came out.
When PS2 released, that was one of the three games that like came out within the first couple months of it.
Yeah.
And that was the one that was like, okay, guys, I got to show you this. This thing's hilarious, because I hadn't heard the actual audio version of it.
I know this is getting a little bit off topic, but I seem to remember that when the PS2 first came out, you could still play all the same games from PlayStation 1 on it. It was just
I remember that, too.
It was just slightly better equipment rather than formatting.
It did convert to make it a little bit a little bit cleaner.
Yeah, it did.
So yeah. That's but yeah, so going down the line, it sounds like you guys agree with PlayStation that there's no point for the cross
it's just them, it's just everyone else trying to ride on or get into PlayStation's network, in a sense. That's what it literally is. They want to get in there and see what they could do to improve, because they can't do it by themselves now. I mean, it's to me, that's almost like an email or something saying they're done. Like, I know they're not done, but they're just kind of giving up on trying to take number one, and they're just happy with what they're doing.
Yeah. And this is a point that I was about to bring up. While I overall agree with the PlayStation stance at this point, you got to remember, you're not going to be on top forever, and how you acted when you were on top is going to matter to other companies later and to people as well. But Jack was basically saying, you know, if they manage to integrate all that stuff, in general, it's going to be better for gamers as a whole.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree on the MMO side of things, especially. Yeah. So yeah.
That's what I was just saying in the chat. I would have loved to have played Monster Hunter when you guys were all Monster Huntering. huntering. Is that a word? It is now.
Yeah.
But I couldn't play because I didn't have it. So I just had to watch you guys, which was still fun. Or when you guys were playing, what was that soccer game? BattleBots?
Not BattleBots. You're talking about
the cars,
which is one of the games that is cross-platformed between Xbox and Nintendo.
But not PC.
Oh no, PC as well, because Xbox is already cross-platformed with
okay, everybody cool. but so, PlayStation.
So I might yeah, try that.
Literally, Rocket League, which is the game you're talking about, Fortnite and Minecraft are cross-play supported with Xbox One and Nintendo, but not PlayStation 4. It says what they said that Sony said while back that it's confident it will find a solution about cross-play that satisfies gamers and meets business considerations at the same time. So, but they're not going to do anything right now. So that's what it comes down to. It's a debate that's going to continue going. And yeah, I figured we're on Twitch. It's definitely something we needed to talk about. So, and being that we're on Twitch, it is September. September means that if you want to use your free Twitch Prime subscription, you can turn that into an annual subscription for only $1, save 80%. And you still support the channels that you are subscribing to with they get the full amount that you would normally pay, but you're only paying $1. So if you guys want to help support us, please hit that gift a sub subscription button at the top. And you can, for $1, get us a $6 subscription so we can get better lighting for Masonic Vader or some better sound equipment and stuff too, maybe.
That would be awesome.
So, yeah, let's move on to our last topic, which is twofold on it, and it's Netflix news. So Netflix came out with two major news drops. One was we got our first little taste of Daredevil season 3. Still haven't given us when it's going to release, just that some what we know is it'll be sometime by the end of 2018. And it was a missing poster for Matt Murdock in New York. Yeah. 8 seconds of it. I was just staring at the screen looking for any Easter egg that potentially could pop up with that thing. But I mean, do you guys think that this was like a pointless thing to do? Or
no. Well, they had a little Twitter exchange afterwards.
That was cool. Yeah. But just the cool video. Do you wish there was just a little bit more, just a date?
No.
Something?
Nope. I think the only reason why they did it is they got to a point where people were like, what the F? Out of all the Marvels, Daredevil has had the best following. People have said the best comments of it. I mean, when you talk about Iron Fist, you kind of say season one sucked. When you talk about Defenders, you're thinking, well, it kind of saved Iron Fist. Luke Cage has been a good series, but they've already had two seasons. And then Jessica Jones has only had two seasons, or already had two seasons. And Daredevil's been in the backside for, God, a year and a while now. And it's like people were like, what's going on with Daredevil? So they had to drop something.
Yeah, they had to drop something. But you had to wonder if maybe they were like letting the other series play catch up a little bit. Because if you go too far with Daredevil's story, what if it ruins some of the storyline for the others? You know, because they kind of all intersect weirdly, you know. So,
yeah,
maybe they had to.
I'm very happy they did what they did, though. I didn't want them to break. I don't want to see anything right now. I think it's just glad that they put that out there to let me know, hey, we're coming soon. Just give us a little bit more time. Cool. I'm done.
Yep. That's all I needed.
Okay. What do you think about how they did the little Twitter exchange? Because it was the accounts of
Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist, all officially the accounts of the characters. So yeah, they do the little 8 second clip of the missing poster with, you know, New York in fast motion in the background. And then Jessica Jones says, who would do this? Luke Cage says, what's wrong with keeping hope alive? And Iron Fist adds in, the city needs more guys like him. Jessica Jones finishes off the exchange with, that doesn't make him any less dead.
I know, I love that. In case you forgot, she's a pessimist.
Yeah. And in case you forgot, we know she's not right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and we're the only ones that are aware of that. So I like that they kept that factor that, you know, within that world. But who do you think's that? Okay, so she said, who the hell would do this? So who do you think's I think that's where your Easter egg is who is putting up these posters? Who do you think would be the ones that believes that he's still alive somewhere?
Maybe Karen. Any guesses? Karen and Foggy.
See, I would think that Karen and Foggy would be pretty much on the "oh crap, he's dead" bandwagon. Like, I think they hadn't they kind of mourned already. I mean, we saw them a little bit.
It seemed like at the beginning of Jessica Jones, they came in and it kind of seemed like they were separated from them. They weren't talking about him at all.
Yeah, I can't think who else it would be. Like, Colleen Wing doesn't even know him that well. Doesn't sound like it was any of the Defenders. I don't know.
Well, because the Defenders think he's dead. Like, they're going to be the ones that are like, he can't come back from this. Tons and tons and tons of rock fell on him. I would think, though, because Karen and Foggy weren't there and they didn't see it, they've seen him get out of, like, crazy.
No body, no death.
Yeah, no body, no death. Exactly.
Yeah. And actually, yeah, my first thought was Foggy. I just think I may have thought myself out of it.
And if they don't do it, it could lead them back to, well, why aren't you looking for your friend? Maybe they're covering their own butts, you know?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, or do you think that this is a little, this could be a little Easter egg pertaining to, you know, for Iron Fist, of some character from there will know? And
well, yeah, the timing certainly indicates that, seeing as how Iron Fist comes out tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, I think it's tonight, isn't it?
It's tonight, yeah. I think you can actually watch it right now if you wanted to.
You know who I would like to see, because we haven't thought about him since season one? The return of Kingpin. Bring Vincent D'Onofrio back. Are you kidding me? That would be phenomenal. I think that would be the way I would bring in Daredevil 3, was bring back Kingpin, make him permanent, and then bring back Defenders. Because me personally, when I did read those comics, when I did look at them as a kid, some of the best ones were Kingpin going against the Defenders. And Vincent D'Onofrio's vision of his, and I'm saying his name wrong, whatever. He brought Kingpin to life. I thought he was a great actor. I think it was a perfect pick, and I want to see that. I want to see that character back. He's not dead. He's out there. So bring him back.
No, they got to bring him back. We got to get Bullseye at some point too.
Yeah.
So,
Son of Maku in the chat says Karen and Foggy would want to keep Matt dead to keep him safe. They wouldn't want him found. And he says it's probably a new character that's coming to one of the shows.
Looking for him. Yeah. So that they can find him
The missing poster in that video doesn't have any contact information on it. It's literally just a picture of Matt Murdock, and it says "missing Matt Murdock." That's it.
Yeah.
Now you also have to remember who knows him as as Daredevil and Matt Murdock. There's only a handful of people that know. So
welcome, Beaton, into the chat room.
Hey. Yeah. But who would know? Who would pass on that information? Maybe Kingpin passes it on to Bullseye. I mean, I think Bullseye would be a great another great character to bring into the fold, and because it was one of Daredevil's top nemesises, it would be great to have him.
Well, the elephant in the room that we haven't even talked about. Let's talk about, you know, how they did this Twitter exchange between Daniel Rand, Jessica Jones, and Luke Cage. Why the hell are you talking? You know, where's the connection?
Are you talking about it in public?
Yeah, where's the connection that
super secret squad
you guys have with Blind Lawyer?
Letting
out the secret.
No, Blind Lawyer did represent all of them, though.
Did he represent all three of them?
Yeah, he did.
At one point or another, Blind Lawyer represented it all. So that would be the connection because that's their representation.
Yeah, because
we need more people like him, and it's like, wait a minute.
Blind lawyer that fights with the rights of the little people. Come on now. Don't let the cat out of the bag.
So,
maybe
they're just really not good with OPSEC.
But the other major Netflix news that dropped was, surprisingly, if you go look at our thumbnail for this cast, I thought it meshed very, very well. But we got some casting for the Netflix Witcher series for the main character, Geralt. I can't remember his name.
Geralt,
yeah. Superman himself, Henry Cavill, is going to be cast as the main character.
Nice job on the thumbnail, by the way, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, we superimposed Geralt's face and beard onto the face structure of Henry Cavill. So what do you guys think? Because this is everybody is vying to take control when Game of Thrones is done and over. So everybody's getting their fantasy shows out there now. You have Lord of the Rings getting worked on over to Amazon. You have Witcher coming out for Netflix. And then you have the prequel Lord of the Game of Thrones at HBO and stuff like that. They released that 2019 is when we're getting the first season of The Witcher. Do we like this casting? Do we think that this is going to be something that knocks out of the park and does pull some of that fantasy viewership over to Netflix?
Well, definitely internationally, yeah. I don't know. How big is The Witcher here in the U.S.?
Isn't it originally Polish or something?
The video game is huge in the U.S.
Okay.
It won Witcher 3 won Game of the Year. It's a huge game.
So the book series,
not as much, you know, but...
Well, if we go off of recent video game to movie / TV, we're screwed. Because, I mean, we talked about this, I can't remember how long ago, that there hasn't been a real good successful video game to movie or television or anything like that. I mean,
the closest would be Resident Evil series and Tomb Raider series. But even,
and I think those are both. I think those are both popular for the people they casted, though, too.
A little bit.
Yeah, but outside of those, I mean, I can't think of anything that's really gone. It hasn't really transposed itself.
I think TV is a much better place for video game stories, because, and there's the thumbnail if you wanted to see what. Cavill looks like
this has a good book background to draw from as well. You're not just drawing from the video game. So I think with both of them combined, you've got the popularity of the game here. You've got the good books to draw the backstory and the plot from. And then you cast Superman, and it's not everyone, but people generally love Cavill. As Superman, I'm excited to see him do something other than Superman. Not that I have an issue with him as Superman. I think he did a fine job, but I think he's a really good actor. And Mission I want to see him.
I mean, Beacon does make better than a CGI to cover mustache on the picture. But
he also says that Rampage is the best video game movie ever.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Jack says if I have to pick a great novel to be shifted to a TV show, Joe Abercrombie, First Law series.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of fantasy books that you could draw from if we're going to go that route, but to stick with this, I think they set themselves up very well to draw on the popularity of the Marvel movies. You're going to get the fangirls. I hate to call them that, but you're going to get the fangirls of Henry Cavill that are just going to go, oh, he's in another movie. And they're going to go run to see it. They're not even going to care what the plot is at that point. They're just going to run to see Pretty Boy in another movie, you know? And hopefully they're hoping to retain fans, you know.
I'm optimistic based on Netflix's recent track record with originals, you know.
Well, and put that on point with the factor that about 6 months ago when we first got news that Netflix was doing a Witcher series and they were talking about casting and stuff, that Mark Hamill reached out because he wanted to play one of the he'd be willing to play one of the characters on it. If we can get Mark Hamill in there playing some older guy, I'm on board with that as well. And
that would be awesome.
The casting I'm waiting for. I really like the article that we were looking at. They talked about the showrunner and how she was doing the casting and how she was working with the fans. And it's international. They're casting international. They're not just staying specific to America or anything like that. So with international casting, they had to work with sending stuff back and forth. And as we said on the cast earlier, nothing dies on the internet. She's aware that things on the internet get out there. So they created brand new scenes to send out to these actors that have nothing to do, that aren't part of the show, so that they can really find if that person can play that character. So she said that if you start seeing these pop up, yes, they are real, But they're not spoilers. They're not going to give anything away. And I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I thought that was a fairly common practice, like when people were casting for stuff that's super spoiler sensitive. But
if it's big thing, but this is I mean, it's based off a book series, based off of a video game. Where do you got to worry about spoilering with it? It's not Star Wars. It's not
How many things have even just you and I covered on podcasts that are adapted from previous material, and it's, you know, a story changes some. I'm sure that there's that probably, you know, storyline that they're going to tell there is going to be loosely based on novels or games or whatever. But, you know, they want to keep spoilers out as much as anybody else.
But they're usually going to be like, if you're going something major, if you're going a Marvel movie or if you're going Star Wars or something like that, they're bringing everybody that they're looking at in to actually, they're not doing it over the internet back and forth with it. They're bringing people in. This was kind of cool that they were using this so that they can really reach out to find that perfect actor for that casting role, which I don't know if Henry Cavill will be, but I think all the way back to before he was even Superman, when he was on the show about the Royals, about Henry VIII, and he was like the best friend of Henry VIII. He was show. And he's been in a period piece before already, so I think he'll actually transition really well to this.
Yeah, I mean, in this day and age, especially when you've got Netflix trying to continue or push the level, yeah, the idea of how they're doing this makes sense because they can't probably afford to bring Henry Cavill in at this point, as he's got his, you know, they just finished up with a Mission Impossible, which he had a good showing in that. I think, in fact, if Super Whovian, go watch that movie if you want to see him in a different kind of role, because that is he had a great role in that, a phenomenal action flick and everything, and it got him away from Superman altogether.
I'll watch it.
yeah, The Tudors. The Tudors was the show that he was in. I mean, if you want to see,
oh yeah, I heard that was really really good. I want to watch that.
It was a fantastic show. It was a great show. And he was in The Tudors, and he did fantastic in that as well. And that's what I knew him from. So I was like, hey, it's the best friend of Henry VIII, the Superman, is getting cast as Superman. And we were all like, I don't know about that casting.
That's right. I remember that now. I forgot that over time because he just became Superman and it was all about Superman. But
I actually knew him from Immortals. He did the movie Immortal.
I love how anytime a known actor is cast as something, people are like, oh, it's a terrible decision. He's not that guy. And you're like, no, he's not. He's also not the guy you know him as. He's an actor.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Beacon says The Rock for any role, period. And sure. Jack brings up that we all know that Nick Cage for any role for Son of Maku. So there's the Nick Cage drop for
Nick Cage.
That Harrison for himself.
What we're going to end up starting to do with this cast is every time, once we say Nick Cage, we're going to do like the old Pee Wee's Playhouse when the word of the day gets just I'm going to have Nick Cage's face back and
forth. Oh, man.
So, Jack, if you pick an actor for any role, did you say Harrison Ford, Jack? I thought you would have said your favorite actor in the world that can play any role ever. The Gary Oldman. I thought Gary Oldman was your oh, so I he just you. Doesn't he want he says Gary Oldman can play anything, but he just doesn't want to see Gary Oldman
he's
play
visually anything. Stimulated by Harrison Ford.
He wants to see somebody play something. He wants to see Harrison Ford. So now that means we get the memes of give us memes of Harrison Ford playing basketball, playing ukuleles, like, playing whatever, and send them to Twitter at @Jack_Mellis.
Harrison plays whatever.
Just so you can see Harrison and if you play whatever.
Get the super angry face in every meme, that would be hilarious. mine would probably be Tom Hanks. I love Tom Hanks. Can't go wrong with Tom Hanks.
Well, Tom was in that same vein where it was bosom buddies and doing comedy movies.
The comedy guy.
That when he went serious, they're like, "This, what is he doing?"
And then he followed up that questioning with back-to-back best Oscar winners.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to go Denzel.
Ooh,
Denzel. I can't. He's the same in everything for me.
No, you gotta. Denzel. The first movie I saw Denzel Washington where I was sold on him was Glory. Glory nominal is act.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in his last, I think his last 10 years, I think the last 20 years of his films have been pretty much the same role out of him.
Yeah. I'd have to go rewatch his movie to tell you yes or no, because I've only seen them all at least, except for, you know, Glory, Training Day.
Although I haven't seen Fences yet. Wasn't he living on Piece Fences. Of Dad in that one or something Fences, like that?
But I don't know. Well,
actors like that become so iconic that they essentially end up playing themselves in every role. Like Al Pacino doesn't act anymore. He just plays Al Pacino.
No, I disagree on certain roles. Al Pacino, he was the one that was in Silver Linings Playbook, right?
Nope, that was
that was De Niro. De Niro.
That was Bradley De Niro. Cooper.
Okay,
De Niro still acts.
That people actually do that. They actually mix up De Niro and Al Pacino. Yes. I don't know. Yeah. I don't
only one movie that I can think of they've ever been on screen together, and that's Heat.
It's because they do a lot of the same type of movies. That's why I think people confuse them. So.
I'm gonna go a little bit less well known than the rest of you guys. Somebody that I think can play damn near anything, and I'm almost always gonna want to see his movies. Ben Foster.
Ben Foster is a really good actor. I love Ben Foster.
Fantastic actor. Like, he can play creepy, he can play aggressive, he can play timid and weak.
He can play that rom com. He was the one in. So I did not mean to cut you off. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Let's doubt for a second there. He was the one in the, what's that movie called? Get Over It, right? With Sisko and Kirsten Dunst. And is that the same Ben Foster we're talking about?
I don't know that one.
That's why I put Simon Pegg in it and call it a day. Boom. I agree with that. So,
if you haven't seen Get Over It with Ben Foster yet, you should see it. It's freaking hilarious.
Which one?
It's a modern retelling.
And has asked, what exactly are we talking about? And yes, we went sideways, is what I said in the chat room, because this was not meant to be.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about The Witcher.
We were talking about The Witcher and when it comes out and how it was going to impact for fantasy and if we're excited and we like the casting.
But we want Denzel in there, though. Come on, man. Can you imagine him coming in there with his Equalizer character?
Well, and here's the thing with Henry Cavill playing Geralt, he can't grow a beard for Geralt because I am not taking another CGI chin, because then it'll be a full CGI chin for any other future Man of Steel, whatever.
They just need to hire whoever did. They need to fire whoever did. How about that? Just don't hire the people they did. That's all they have to do. Hell, hire you, because apparently you could cut and paste on a computer and it looked a hell of a lot better.
Sure did.
Jeez.
So, and we're moving on to Viola Davis, Son of Maku. I agree 100%. Viola Davis can play anything. So,
yeah. Kobe Smulders.
Love Kobe Smulders. Anna Kendrick. Mm-hmm. I love Anna Kendrick. I wish
Bradley
I could
be Bradley Cooper.
Plays a raccoon. So, yeah. That's what I'm going to leave for you guys as a homework assignment. If you watch this cast, drop us a comment letting us know what actor or actress you feel can play anything. So that way we know you watch the entire cast.
Betty Davis. Betty White. Betty White.
I was going to say, that's getting a little macabre, dude. Well, she can play a box full of dust.
Oh, wow. And on that, we get a spike to 9 viewers for tonight. Talking about dead people that you want to play anything. Good job.
Man.
So, we're going to move on. We're going to talk about where to follow us and get back next Friday and hopefully have a better stream of topics to discuss. Thank you for joining us at the end of the cast. If you came in, we had a whole hour that you can watch, and we appreciate you guys coming by and stopping by. Let's talk about where we can follow everybody. Super, where can we follow you outside of this train wreck that we have going on here?
Follow me on Twitter at SuperRuvianNut, and then you can follow me on Instagram too at SuperRuvianFreak. I like to have fun and come talk to me. It's always a good time.
Nice. IC.
At IC Zorro on Twitter, Instagram, and PlayStation Network.
And Masonic Vader, where can we follow you?
You can definitely follow me at Masonic Vader. I won't say anything else because I know you usually will plug other things at the end. As an added bonus, yeah, definitely follow Super Hoopian because sometimes she gets some good post-work rants that you will definitely see the Gambit of the Sailor's Book of Words come out. Let me tell you, it's phenomenal. It is phenomenal.
I was actually in the Navy for a long time, and she curses better than a lot of the sailors I knew.
Yeah.
I think she teaches a class on it now.
I should. I really should.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so here comes the long rant because Big Papa Matt isn't here. So let's talk about, we are a podcast community of different nerd and geekery where you can follow many, 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 many different podcasts. We have MaliceCast Live, which we do every Friday, 8 p.m. here on Twitch, twitch.tv/MaliceCorp. Or you can watch the updated versions of the podcast over on YouTube, youtube.com/C/MaliceCorp, where we have additional little graphics and stuff thrown in there. Support us on both. Go subscribe over on YouTube if you like this content. If you like it here, it is September. So like I said, hit that gift a sub and you can get a recurring one for the first month of $1 and you save 80%. And you support us and you help us out and we greatly appreciate it. But if you really want to support us as well, you can head over to our website, malice-corp.com, where you can click on the Amazon link. If you're going to be purchasing anything from Amazon, you get your stuff. We get a little kickback. It helps us out. And you can find all of our podcast episodes over there on malice-corp.com. The podcast I'm talking about is MaliceCast here. You also have the Nerd Mosh Pit with the Big Papa Matt, Nick, and Kenny talking about kind of the same stuff we do, maybe a little bit better and no having to worry about what they say. You also have Malice Smack Talk, which is our wrestling podcast, and you can follow them on Twitter at Malice Smack Talk. You have Quest for 100, which you can follow at Quest for Movies. That is Beacon and the Big Papa Matt trying to watch 100 movies in a calendar year in a movie theater and their adventures in doing that and giving their ratings on how those movies are. And lastly, we have Comics for All, which you can follow on Twitter at All for Comics. That's our comic book podcast with, once again, the Big Papa Matt, Igor, Max from Turbo Comics in Idaho. so you should check out Turbo Comics in Idaho as well and some other people on there. So yeah. And lastly, you could follow me if you want on Twitter at @mest_MaliceCorp or over on my personal vlog channel at Geek Guidepost on YouTube. That's it. That's all I have to say. I finally got it all out. And you guys keep nerding on and we will see you next Friday.